play by the Roos.
Where's the boom room or boom, boom, boom? You know what we're talking about.
And Brent Harvey, say no more.
Righto. Ah, there we go.
There it is.
There we go. Just took a while to get there.
That's all.
We are in the boom room for Spark by Boomer. Get 3 bottles of the pre-workout shot Spark by Boomer for just $10 at Chemist Warehouse right now. The Boomer. Brent Harvey joins us on Melbourne's Home of Footy. G'day, Boom.
G'day, guys. Don't mind that introduction, a little boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, nice.
If it gets your vote, that's all done. Pretty simple. 409 games, 482 goals, premiership star, 4-time All-Australian, 5-time Sid Barker medalist. It just goes on and on and on, Boomer. So it's great to have you part of the team. Tell us about Spark before we get going.
Yeah, mate, it's a little product myself and our dietitian, Jonathan Gale, at the football club, formulated over the last probably 2 or 3 years of some products that I've been using probably in the last 8 or 9 years, and we've formulated to be a little 90ml pre-workout shot. So not only for footballers, but, you know, for the gym junkies, for the cyclists, anything that builds up a bit of lactate in the body, this is the thing to get you going, mate. I've been using it for about 7 or 8 years now, and it's something that I religiously use before every game. We've got all the Kangas boys on it, and it's a good little product and something I'm very proud of.
Well, you should be very proud of it. And anyone who's listening and thinking whether or not this is the real deal, if it's got you through 409 games, I reckon that's thrown out the window pretty quickly, because it must work if you're still going at this stage of your career, Boomer.
Yeah, it might not have got me through 409, but it certainly got me through the last 200 anyway in the last 6 years. So hopefully it's got something to do with it. I don't think it's a coincidence. I think it's a good little product that we've introduced, and there's nothing like it on the market. And Chemist Warehouse have been fantastic, and, you know, they've been really loyal to us, and great to have it in their stores.
Hey, Brent, I saw you in an intra-club match. It was on the telly a little while ago. They showed a second effort, a third effort, a handball received back, then a fourth effort, then a tackle, then a pass. I reckon you might be in good shape. How are you feeling?
No, I actually feel, I know every footballer you have on this time of year says they feel so fit and so strong, but it's sort of true, because if you don't feel fit and strong this time of year, you're probably struggling a little bit. So saying that, it took me a little bit to get going in the first NAB Cup game in the first half. I was pretty disappointed with my first half, but I come out in the second half and got a little bit more of the ball and sort of played the way I wanted to. But we've had a big pre-season, so feeling fit as a fiddle.
Are you feeling a little bit for the investigation into Alex Fasolo's moment on the weekend? I mean, it's not something we've seen very much of, Boomer. And back in the old days, you'd just do it in the middle of the circle on the ground or quarter time, wherever it was. But that's all changed now. Do you feel a bit for the Faz man and the broader scheme of footy issues at the moment?
Yeah, you do, because you drink so much liquid before you play that you've got to release yourself somewhere. And obviously the toilet's the right place for that. But I actually only heard about it today on the radio, so I had a little bit of a chuckle at the same time. But it was only because of what you said, Half. I reckon back when you played, and I was certainly playing when blokes were doing it 2 or 3 times a game on the ground. Hopefully they can't look through footage and find me for all those times I did do it. But it was at the quarter time huddle. It was before the game. It was on one knee. It was any which way you could. So I find it funny that we used to get away with it, but clearly the rules and with the broadcast rights and everything like that, there's so many more games on TV, so it's harder to get away with.
Hey, Boomer, they're talking about rookies not no longer having the rookie list and making the list a little bit bigger, a little larger, just to, you know, get players up and back and make it easy for them to play. If you're on a list and you're ready to go, then you play. Do you think it's going to work?
I think it will be better, and I only can speak for, you know, blokes that I've spent a fair bit of time with. My locker's right next to Robert Nahas, and he's had an outstanding pre-season, but unfortunately he can't get on the list and play in round one unless there's an injury. And let's face it, we don't wish that upon anyone. So he does the whole pre-season exactly like me, but he's just unavailable for round one. And that's probably got to play emotionally on your mind, I would think. So I think it would be better to scrap the rookie list. And I know it's given so many players an opportunity, but it's also, you know, we've lost a few players along the way with it as well. So why don't we just make the list a little bit bigger and get rid of the rookie list altogether.
So how would it work, Boom? Would it be a case where you go through the national draft and then you'd still have a rookie draft, but they would be on a smaller wage? Is that how you see it? But even though they're on the smaller wage, they can come straight on and play.
Yeah, well, I don't even know about that. Why can't? And I know the salary cap's the issue, but we never used to have a rookie list. We used to have a thing called the sub list where people come and train with you, and if they were good enough, they still play at the VFL. You know, the club's always got one eye on them. I don't know exactly how it works. I probably need a solution before I start blathering about it, but I just think if you're on the list and you do a whole pre-season, that you should be available like everybody else in round one. So whether that's less money, whether it's, I'm not too sure, Marco, but I certainly think that they should be, you know, vying for a round one spot on our list as well. For the game.
How do you see it, Half? I mean, you obviously across the news as well that they're thinking about this. How would you see, if it comes in, how's it going to work?
I think you just have your one draft a day or night or whatever the event would be, and just it would go deeper. You'd have more players drafted throughout that event. Your fifth and sixth and seventh round picks would be used as opposed to being passed by all the teams. And then a scale of contract size from first round to second, third, fourth, all the way through, like most other competitions across the globe that have this type of draft system. But as you said before, you want to have access to those guys to be able to play. Mm. Having a guy on your list who's ineligible to play because you haven't got enough injuries, it makes no sense at all. So absorb the rookie list into your full-time list, expand that list, and give them the possibility, if they're good enough, they show their wares, and they're good enough at any given time, they can play the game. Hey, Boomer, just for you, you've been around clearly for way too long. No, not way too long. Just long enough, Boomer, just long enough. And you've seen a lot of rule changes. The AFL, through the NAB Challenge so far this year, have instituted a couple of other ones, the 10-metre protected area around the guy with the mark, or the free play situation, and also the stricter interpretation of out of bounds, taking the ball out of bounds. I've noticed that significantly in the games I've watched in the NAB Challenge.
Works
and
well.
It's been really good for footy. What's your take on those two rules?
Yeah, I'll start with the first one, after 10-metre protected zone. I reckon if you watch your game closely, there would be 35 indiscretions throughout the game and only two get paid. So the rule's fine as long as they're consistent with it. You hate getting picked up for something, you know, that you're 9 metres away and not 10, but then the next bloke's 6 and he doesn't get pinged for it. And that annoys you a little bit as a player and really frustrates you. So the umpires probably need that little bit of consistency to get, and you certainly don't want to see 35 50-metre penalties, but they've got to be more consistent with that. And the second one, I reckon they should just change the ruling of it if you can, because what they're doing now is if you choose not to keep the ball in, you get penalised, where it used to be, you know, disguise it, fumble it out of bounds. But if you can clearly keep the ball in and you choose not to, they ping you. So they probably should just rearrange the wording around that one. But I don't mind that one, Half, because it's going to quicken the game up again, and it keeps the ball alive, and that's what the spectators want to see.
Yeah, and it's created goals for teams that have kept it in. It's also created goals for teams, the opposition of the team that has tried to keep it in, which keeps the game flowing.
There was just cover, wasn't there? There was the cover of perceived pressure. Mm. But we all knew he was trying to get it over the line.
Yep.
We all knew that they wanted the stoppage, but the perceived pressure was, okay, hang on a second, he was under pressure, he's fiddled it over the bounce. I mean, these days, it's going to be a much better game. Keep it in play, I reckon it's going to work for sure. Any other rule, Brent? Boom, while we got you, what's a rule that you have in the back of your mind that you would like to see in the NAB Challenge next year that you reckon might improve the game?
The only thing that I like the game the way it is. I don't reckon they should change it too much. The only thing, we're trying to quicken the game up all the time, and then the only thing that I don't like is when the ball goes out in the full and there's two blokes going for the ball, to get it, to kick it back into play, and because all you want to do is catch the defenders out and get the ball forward, but the umpire stops it and says, nah, here was 35 centimetres closer, and that sort of slows the game down a little bit. And the other one where they make you go right behind your mark when you're out of bounds on the full as well, and, you know, we've kicked the ball already and they make you come back, and the spectators get a little bit confused, we get a little bit confused as players. So if you're trying to quicken the game up, just let the first person pick up the ball and play on. That's the only other thing that I would like to see changed.
Speaking absolute common sense here, Brent Harvey's with us on the run home. He's part of the family this year in 2016. We are very excited about that. And I'm sure you are very excited about the opportunity that presents for your football club and the reintroduction of a player named Daniel Wells. Is he the X factor for the Kangas this year, Brent?
Oh, absolutely, Half. We know what he was capable of early in his career. He won a couple of Best and Fairest now. Unfortunately, he's only played 6 games in the last 2 years. So if we can get Wellsy back on the park, a couple of intra-club games this year, he's towed up our small defenders. I think he kicked 3 goals on Sean Attlee in our first intra-club in the first quarter. Had 4 at half-time, then come off and had a little bit of a spell. So he's our X-factor, absolutely. He's equivalent to a top-5 draft pick, I can see. So he's just his ball use and his nous around the football is something that we've lacked. You know, we've got Sean Higgins, Nick Del Santo, Lindsay Thomas, a couple of really good ball users. but you can never have enough of them. And I think Wales is pretty talented, especially in that area.
Are we going to see you in Wagga against the Pies on Saturday?
I'm not 100% sure. My message to Brad was that I wanted to play all three games. That does change, though. I'm not sure if we're going to take a full team in terms of all personnel, because last week we had 9 senior players out of our team and they certainly need to return. So Brad probably just needs to find out if he wants to see a little bit more of those young guys and play them again and give the older guys a spell, like myself and Drew, or does he want to go in a little bit more experienced and give us a go again and, you know, get rid of the young guys, so to speak. But that'll be interesting. We've got a main training session tomorrow, so Brad will let us all know tomorrow.
And what school did you just come back from, Boom?
I went out to Baggieburn Secondary College, I think it was, and then we had the youth under-15 girls team out in Craigieburn for an hour, 5 o'clock to 6 o'clock, which was something different because I haven't trained the girls before, so it was good to see the girls get out. And I'll tell you what, guys, there's some talented young females running around in the footy leagues now, so I reckon we're going to see a bright future for that.
Never stops, no matter how many games you play. The AFL boys do a fantastic job. Boom, thanks for coming on, mate. We appreciate it. We'll get you next week.
Absolutely. Look forward to it, boys. Thank you.